Good morning. Welcome to Morning Chapel at Bethany. This morning, the theme for our devotion is to be prepared to give answer for the hope that we have in Jesus. We make our beginning in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing the first two verses of the posted hymn. The text for our devotion this morning is taken from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. Weren't the words that we just sang a beautiful testament of our faith? Permit me to paraphrase those words one more time. My hope, the writer states, is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, meaning any other framework that we might hold out some hope for, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. And in verse 2, when the darkness caused by the consequences of sin as they touch our conscience, veils Jesus' lovely face to the point that we feel there's just no way a just God would accept us. The writer says, I still confidently rest on his unchanging grace. The assurance that because of his undeserved love for us, through faith in that Savior, our God will never leave us or forsake us. In every high and stormy gale of trouble and sin in our lives, our hope and our assurance holds on to what's behind that veil, the Savior Jesus. Each verse then concludes with the proclamation, it is on Christ. That's the rock that I build my faith. That's where I stand and put my hope. Everything else is sinking sand. In our text today, Peter writes through the Holy Spirit that our response to what Christ has done for us is to be ready to share this good news of sure hope for eternal life with a society that so badly needs it. And it doesn't take much time interacting with society or watching the evening news to catch the general themes. Tragedy, sickness, disease and death, theft and dishonesty, suicide and murder, conspiracy, fighting and war, and misunderstanding, misuse, and outright lies regarding God's will for us. It's clear that society is greatly troubled and without hope of an answer to life's greatest question: where will I go when I die? But you and I, and everyone who believes in Jesus, know that God has a solution to our sinful condition, no matter great our sins might be. You see, the Bible says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So as a Christian, how will you respond when asked to give reason for the hope that you have? You never know when that time or opportunity will come to bear witness to our hope. In my life, it's occurred on many occasions, but I still feel somewhat disappointed by the few times that, as I reflect back, I could have done so much better. One of those times was a long time ago. I was about, I'll say, 10 to 12. And I was at the local city's park where the pool was. So it was a summer day. And then, to make it even extra special on this one particular summer Saturday, my father's company picnic was being held at my park. And so it was a great day. Food, games, prizes, and of course, ice cream. Serve yourself. I think I scored a triple decker. And I was going home and I was happy. And as I was walking through the parking lot, a large church bus pulled into the lot. And it seemed like just a herd of young kids came pouring out of that bus. And they scattered throughout the park, probably looking to find people to talk to. And one of the kids kind of recognized me, and we sort of knew each other, but we didn't know each other's names. And he sprinted at me, and he said, "Kid, kid!" And when he got to me, he said, "If you died tonight, do you know where you'd be?" I had never been asked that question before. Heaven? It's a true story. And then he said, "Why would God let you into heaven?" And I froze. I had gone to Christian school my entire life to that point. I went to church every Sunday with my parents. But I suddenly could not give reason for the hope that I had. I remember my stomach started to not feel good. And I was shaking because my confidence, my assurance in Christ had suddenly lost its foundation. I remember I just wanted to get away from that kid. I think I dropped my cone and I sprinted. It's just a few blocks from my home. I ran home and I came pounding into the door, into the house. And I said, "Mom, Mom, am I going to heaven?" And as only a Christian mom could, she said, "Oh, Gene, you're going to heaven. It's because of Jesus. That's why you're going to heaven." My assurance returned. But what about us? What about you? How will you respond when that time comes and you are asked to give answer for the hope that you have? Permit me to share with you again. I did this last year. I have a simple outline that I think so easily talks about and shares the message of the hope that we have in heaven through Christ. And so you have to start by talking about the reason for the hope that we have by understanding that we have a problem. You see, our Almighty God tells us in His Word, "Be holy, be perfect as I, your Heavenly Father, am holy." And so in this illustration, the first card that I share with you is dark. This represents our sinful condition. We have a problem. We are not holy. The Bible says all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. And it's not just our own sinful acts and words and thoughts, but it's the very fact of our human condition. The Bible tells us that we have been sinful from the very time that we were conceived. And the consequence for our sin is grave. It's eternal death and separation from our Heavenly Father. The Bible says there are wages for our sin, and it is death. And the soul who sins is the one who will die. This is not a message of hope. It's a message of destruction and separation from God. But God had a plan. God wants all to be saved, the Bible says, and to come to a knowledge of the truth. The Bible says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So the second color in the illustration, red, represents the blood of Jesus, his Son, who cleanses us from all sin. The Bible says God laid on him, that's our Savior Jesus, the iniquity of all of us. So now, because of what Jesus has done, living a perfect life, suffering and dying the penalty for our sins, a great exchange has taken place. So God no longer sees us as sinful, but because of Jesus, God sees us as pure and holy, represented by this card. The Bible says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And a great exchange has taken place. The Bible says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him, that's Jesus, we might have the righteousness of God. And this is a gift freely given to us by our Heavenly Father. And so, by faith through the Holy Spirit, we have the gift of eternal life in heaven. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This is the reason for the hope that we have. Yes, we are sinful, but a Savior, Jesus Christ, has taken away that sin. So now an exchange has taken place, and our Heavenly Father, through Jesus, exchanges his righteousness for our sins, and that gift of heaven is ours by faith. My dear friends and students, hang on to these truths, hold them dearly, and be ready to share this message of hope with the world that so badly needs to hear it. And take courage, courage to boldly share this news with others, so that they too may have the hope that we have in Christ. And to that end, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, through the perfect life of your Son Jesus and the sacrifice of his life to die for us, the prize of heaven has been won for all. We praise and thank you for the gift of your Son to be our Savior. Work in us daily, your Holy Spirit, to believe this good news of what Jesus has done for us. And Lord, work in us, your Holy Spirit, that each of us believes this message, and then that we share this message of sure hope through Christ. Help each of us to reach out to those around us to share this good news of a Savior from our sins. And in the joy of eternal life won for us, may we be a blessing to others so that they too may believe in you. Be with each of us each day, Lord, as we live and work and worship you, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. A special prayer request has also been requested on behalf of Kirsten Wold, daughter of Paul Wold, who has been experiencing a lot of internal pain. And this morning she is recovering from exploratory surgery. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, at your invitation, we come before you on behalf of your child, Kirsten. According to your will, give ability to those who provide her with medical care that they may properly diagnose her ailment and bring healing to her body. Above all, strengthen her by your grace. Comfort her family with the knowledge that you promise to work all things for our eternal good. We ask it in Christ's saving name. Amen. We continue with the final verses of the hymn. And receive the blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. Amen.